The Fourth Wednesday in Lent, Taking Up the Cross by St. Augustine. Hard and grievous does that appear which the Lord hath enjoined, that whosoever will come after him must deny himself. But what he enjoineth is not hard or grievous. Who aideth us, that what he enjoineth may be done? For both is that true which is said to him in the psalm, because of the words of thy lips I have kept hard ways, and that is true which he said himself, my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. For whatsoever is hard in what is enjoined to us, love makes easy. We know what great things love itself can do. Very often is this love even abominable and impure. But how great hardships have men suffered, what indignities and intolerable things have they endured to attain to the object of their love. Whether it be a lover of money, who is called covetous, or a lover of honor, who is called ambitious, or any other lover. Consider what labors all lovers undergo, and are not conscious of their labors. And then does any such one must feel labor, when he is hindered from it. Since then the majority of men are such as their loves are, and that there ought to be no other care for the regulation of our lives than the choice of that which we ought to love, why dost thou wonder if he who loves Christ, and who wishes to follow Christ for the love of him, denies himself? For if by loving himself man is lost, surely by denying himself he is found. The first destruction of man was the love of himself, for if he had not loved himself, he had preferred God to himself, he would have been willing to be ever subject unto God, and would not have been turned to the neglect of his will, and the doing of his own will. For this is to love oneself, to wish to do one's own will. Preferred to this God's will, learn to love thyself by not loving thyself. For that ye may know that it is a voice to love oneself, the apostle speaks thus, men shall be lovers of their own selves. And can he who loves himself have any sure trust in himself? No. For he begins to love himself by forsaking God, and is driven away from himself to love those things which are beyond himself, to such a degree that when the aforesaid apostle had said, men shall be lovers of their own selves, he subjoined immediately, lovers of money. Thou hast begun to love thyself. Stand in thyself if thou canst. Thou hast begun to love what is without thee, that thou hast lost thyself. When a man's love goes even away from those things which are without, he begins to share the vanity of his vain desires, and prodigal as it were to spend his strength. He is dissipated, exhausted, without resource or strength. He feeds swine, and wearied with this office, he at last remembers what he was, and says, how many hired servants of my father's are eating bread, and I here perish with hunger. But when he returned to himself, he said, I will arise and go to my father. See whence he had fallen away from himself. He had fallen away from his father. He had fallen from himself. He had gone away from himself to those things which are without. He returns to himself and goes to his father, where he may keep himself in all security. If then he had gone away from himself, let him also in returning to himself, from whom he had gone away, that he may go to his father, deny himself. What is deny himself? Let him not trust in himself. Let him feel that he is a man, and have respect unto the words of the prophet, cursed is every one that putteth his hope in man. Let him withdraw from himself, not towards things below, but that he may cleave to God. Whatever of good he has, let him commit it to him by whom he was made. Whatever of evil he has made it for himself. The evil that is in him God made not, let him destroy what himself has done, who has been thereby undone. Let him deny himself, he saith, and take up his cross, and follow me. And whither must the Lord be followed? He has ascended into heaven. Thither must he be followed. Undoubtedly, we must not despair of it, because he hath himself promised us, not because man can do anything. Heaven was far away from us, before that our head had gone into heaven. But now, why should we despair, if we are members of that head? Thither, then, must he be followed. And who would be unwilling to follow him to such an abode, especially seeing that we are in so great travail on earth with fears and pains? Who would be unwilling to follow Christ thither, where is supreme felicity, supreme peace, perpetual security? Good is it to follow him thither, but we must see by what way we are to follow. For the Lord Jesus did not say these words after he had risen from the dead. He had not yet suffered. He had still to come to the cross. He had to come to his dishonoring, to the outrages, the scourging, the thorns, the wounds, the mockeries, the insults, death. Rough, as it were, is the way. It makes thee to be slow. Thou hast no mind to follow. But follow on. Rough is the way which man has made for himself, but what Christ hath trodden in his passage is worn smooth. For who would not wish to go to exaltation? Elevation is pleasing to all, but humility is the step to it. Why dost thou put out thy foot beyond thee? Thou hast a mind to fall, not to ascend. Begin by this step, and so thou hast ascended. This step of humility, those two disciples were loath to have an eye to who said, Lord, bid that one of us may sit at thy right hand, and the other at thy left in thy kingdom. They sought for exaltation. They did not see the step. But the Lord showed them the step. For what did he answer them? Ye who seek the will of exaltation, can ye drink the cup of humiliation? And therefore, he does not say simply, let him deny himself, and follow me howsoever. But he said more, let him take up his cross and follow me. What is, let him take up his cross? Let him bear whatever trouble he has, so let him follow me. For when he shall begin to follow me in conformity to my life and precepts, he will have many to contradict him. He will have many to hinder him. He will have many to dissuade him, and that from among those who are even as it were Christ's companions. They who hindered the blind man from crying out were walking with Christ. Whether, therefore, they be threats or caresses, or whatsoever hindrances there be, if thou wish to follow, turn them into thy cross, bear it, carry it, do not give way beneath it. There seems to be an exhortation to martyrdom in the words of the Lord. If there be persecution, ought not all things to be despised in consideration of Christ? The world is loved, but let him be preferred by whom the world was made. Great is the world, but greater is he by whom the world was made. Fair is the world, but fairer is he by whom the world was made. Sweet is the world, but sweeter is he by whom the world was made. Evil is the world, and good is he by whom the world was made. To whatever point, then, anyone has been able to reach, let him fear to look back from thence, and let him walk in the way, let him follow Christ, forgetting those things which are behind, and stretching forth unto those things which are before, let him by an earnest inward intention press on towards the prize of the calling of God in Christ Jesus.